It's time for the Peggy Show.
Good evening, listeners. It is time for the Biggie Ben Como Show. Now, for all those of you just tuning in, this is my last show for this semester. I do not know if I'll be back next semester, but let's see if I will. Now, for a recap, for last week's show, I spoke of my babe of the week, which was Ashley Green, who was in Twilight. I also spoke about Black Friday and how many stores have good deals. And that, according to an article I found, Black Friday made it clear that today's consumers empowered, that they are empowered, and even though they still have a certain amount to spend, and the retailers who maintain a competitive advantage have to focus on customer engagement, and not just for Black Friday, but for 365 days a year. And then for my last recap, I had DJ Bella on, and we just basically spoke about, I gave her the floor, we talked about Twilight, said her favorite character was Jacob Black, and her favorite movie of the series was New Moon, due to the part that he has his shirt off most of it. Alright, and there you have it, it's my recap. You're listening to the Biggie Ben Como Show on radio.dominican.edu. Up next, I'll be talking about my babe of the week and have a special guest on. So tune in.
You don't know you're beautiful. like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
She may be weary women to get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. She may be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. And while she's without them, try a little tenderness.
And we are back. You're listening to the Biggie Ben Como Show on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, you just missed the recap of my last show. But anyway, on to my next favorite topic, which I'm going to let this guy tell you.
But my body's telling me yes.
It sure is.
Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody.
I do not.
But there is something that I
yep.
must confess
to you.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Alright, it's time for Big's Babe of the Week. Last week's Babe of the Week was Ashley Green. And now, this week's Babe of the Week is none other than Jennifer the Love Hewitt. And to help me talk about her, I have a special guest in the studio. Special guest, whose name is Anonymous, by the way. How are you doing tonight? Yeah, how are finals going for you? You done yet, or you got, what, two more, one more? Nice. Now, is it true you live with DJ Waka Flocka? So, for those out there, did he show you his pimping ways, or were you just a pimp yourself? Oh, he didn't show you anything, huh? Oh, let me guess. He just showed you how to buy nice things, right? Alright, now, what do you think about my babe of the week being Jennifer Love Hewitt? You do, huh? Well, for those of you who don't know who she is, she's an actress who starred in Ghost Whisperer and the 2000-2001 comedy Heartbreakers, and can be recently seen in The Client List. She's also been featured on Maxim Magazine, as well as Esquire Magazine, many times. Now, DJ Anonymous, how do you feel about her ex-boyfriend being Jamie Kennedy? So, are you jealous of him, or, cause hey, I mean, look, if he can get her, why can't we, right? Or why can't we even get a girl here at DU, right? Because you know there are some attractive athletes here. And you know who they are. Don't lie. You know who they are. Yeah, you know, one of the cute ones happens to be friends with DJ Waka Flocka. You know who she is. And she is cute, isn't she? And don't forget the volleyball team. There's some cuties on that team, too. But, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt is cute and hot. Therefore, she's my babe of the week for this week. Alright, I'm going to take another quick commercial break, and I'll be discussing the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. So tune in.
Bells are all the way, all
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
good evening, listeners. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio with me is DJ Anonymous. DJ Anonymous, say hello to the viewers, listeners once again. So now, on to my next topic, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which, for those of you who were running, was on last night at approximately 10 p.m. at night. Now, there were many models walking down the runway. Some of the standouts to me were Miranda Kerr, Lily Aldridge, and Alessandra Ambrosio. Now, DJ Anonymous, you said you had one favorite model. Who was it and why? Now, you know, American boys, they love her accent. Now, can you think of any other girl that you've ever met to have an accent? Yeah? any, let's say, within the past year, or any hero at DU that you met with an accent? Let's just say she graduated. Let's just say she graduated here, okay? Now, where did you meet these girls? Because we all know you're a big pimp. So, why don't you tell us all where you, do your pimping ways at? Around, huh? Around. You heard it here first. DJ Anonymous gets around. But, anyway, the models all looked very hot, right? I mean, in the beginning, they looked hot, right? I never really saw the rest. I just saw the beginning, and I was happy. I was a happy man. But, anyway, some of the performers were Justin Bieber, Rihanna, and Bruno Mars. I like Bruno Mars' performance, especially. Probably because I like all of his music, even though he did have that one incident with coke over it. Anyway, his music was all good. I don't know, the Biebs is it's different now compared to when he was younger. He had more of a childish voice when he was younger. Now, if you don't know, do you think his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, is back on the market, Selena Gomez? Or do you think he's still dating her? Okay. Alright. I don't know. Okay. Here it is. Ashley Tisdale, Vanessa Hudgens. Okay. Sushi? A sushi sister. Okay. Rizzoli or Isles, right? It was kind of nice. I liked it. I only watched because of the girls anyway. I mean, storylines, whatever. It's just mainly the girls. Aren't girls. What about NFL cheerleaders? Who's got the hottest cheerleaders? Which team? Oregon Ducks, huh? You love your Ducks, right? Return of the Quack? Hey, those girls in that video are pretty fine, though. Okay. Slowest cheerleaders or I don't know, Berkeley's cheerleaders. And mistletoe and present by. Oh, okay. Alright. The volleyball team or the basketball team? Which one? No, it's for you. Gotta pick one. Okay. That girl in your one class or that girl in your other class? No, I don't know. I wanna know though, which one? Which girl? Okay. Alright. DJ Waka Flocka's friend or his friend's sister? That's fine, you don't know anything. That's fine. Okay. Nope, never mind, I can't think of any. But, anyway, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to talk about... What do you want to talk about next, DJ Anonymous? Alright, you heard it here first. You're listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. So tune in.
I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases, may all your Christmases, may all your Christmases be.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love. Give you all I got to give, if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love, can't buy me love. And everybody tells me so. You can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond ring, and I'll be satisfied. You want the kind of things that money it just can't buy. I don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love. to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I give to you. I don't care too much for money, cause money, money. Say you don't need those diamond rings, I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money, cause money can't buy me. Can't buy me love. And with a love like that, you know you should be glad. Ooh, with a love like that, you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. Yeah. Oh, a love like that, you should be glad. With a love like that, you should be glad. Not bad.
When will you be mine? Tell me quando, quando, quando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me?
When will you say yes to me?
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
You mean happiness to me.
You mean happiness to me.
Oh my love, please tell me. Every moment's a day.
Every moment's a day.
Every day seems a lifetime.
Every day seems like a lifetime.
Let me show you the way.
Let me show you the way.
To a joy beyond compare.
I can't wait a moment more. Oh. Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Just say it's me that you adore.
And then, darling,
joy beyond compare. Ooh.
can't wait a moment
more. I can't wait a moment more.
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Good evening, listeners. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. I'm back with my special guest, DJ Anonymous, and now we will be talking about my last topic, which is Christmas. So, DJ Anonymous, any plans for Christmas at all? Probably just go home, enjoy home, and probably hit up Disneyland, I'm sure. But not that often, because we're usually blocked out, but I'll probably go this time just to go see the Christmas stuff, see what there is. By blocked out, I mean, like, when you have passes or certain days, they permit you to go. And then there are certain days they forbid you from going, but you can go. You just have to pay like an extra $5 or $10 to go. Yeah. So ultimately, that's how they make their money. But so what are you gonna be doing in Washington? Visit Bill Gates' house or what? I'm sure it is nice. I mean, the guy's worth, what, close to $60 billion. You'd think it'd be nice. So, any plans with any ladies over in Washington or anytime during Christmas break? Alright, for all those who live, you know, in this area, and you want to have a good time, contact DJ Anonymous, because you know, he'll supply you with a good time. Or, for any of you who live in Washington, look for DJ Anonymous sometime in mid-December or so, maybe even January, and show him a good time. So, alright, what's your favorite Christmas movie of all time? Christmas Story, the one about the kid who wants a Red Ryder BB gun. It probably, because it's always played like every Christmas for like 24 hours a day on TBS. And there are a lot of memorable lines from that. It's yeah, like you shoot your eye out, kid, or when the main character Ralphie curses. Next thing you know, you see his mouth with a bar of soap in it. It's just funny because it shows you that back during those times, if you swore, you knew what kind of punishment you'd be getting. Or there's the little kid who, Ralphie's brother, who the mom dresses up so when he runs, his arms are all sticking out and he's waddling back and forth. That's just funny, but... any thoughts on your favorite Christmas movie? Any. Oh, the first one. Like when he goes to like Denny's and orders Christmas dinner. That is funny. Alright. Favorite Christmas song. You don't have one? Okay. Favorite thing to do on Christmas? Eve or day? Oh, so you cook now. All right. For all the females out there, DJ Namas is a chef. So have you cooked with anyone famous? Oh, not that you know. Okay, okay. Now, what's your favorite Christmas dish?
You cry the whole night through.
Yeah.
Well, you can cry in me a river.
Oh, so, with gravy or without? Oh, okay. Now, what do you like to do to get ready for Christmas? Do you set up the lights? Do you go out and buy gifts? Do you like bake, I don't know, gingerbread houses or whatever? Okay, Christmas tree. Do you ever like hit anyone in the face with the Christmas tree? Who puts a star up? You or who? Usually you, huh?
Nearly out of my head.
I was gonna say, what are you, like 6 feet, 7 feet tall or what? What are you, like LeBron James height over here or what? Oh, close, close. Alright, alright. Good, so for all those ladies out there, DJ Namas is like, what, 6'8", 6'9", then? Okay, okay, he's ripped too, he's buff. I mean, kind of looks like a, you know, mini, like a, I don't know, different version of Mario Lopez, you know, that buff, that guy. He's kind of like that buff, but he's got like DJ Waka Flocka arms or whatever. And he's got that six pack abs going on that he keeps showing off in the studio. But, so, are you looking forward to leaving DU to go home for over a month? Hit the bars, right, for the local ladies? I don't know why. Ladies, ladies, ladies there. Okay. Alright. Say you're back wherever it is you live. Are there any good places to go meet girls? Yes or no? No? Okay. Now, you said your favorite place is the movie theater over there by Costco. Why? Oh, okay. How is the movie theater over there by Costco? So if you wanted to, you can bring in alcohol and you wouldn't get in trouble, would you? Oh, okay. All right. I'll take a quick commercial break and be back with the wrap-up for the last of the Biggie Bencomo Show. And you are listening to the Biggie Bencomo Show on radio.dominican.edu. So tune in.
To light, I'll take you.
Alright, you are listening to the Biggie Mancomo Show on radio.dominican.edu. Alright, in the last minute of my show, I'll give you a brief recap of my last show and what I did. First, I had a recap of my previous show. Then I spoke about my babe of the week being Jennifer the Love Hewitt with DJ Anonymous, followed by the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. And lastly, we spoke about Christmas, anything Christmas. Favorite movies, music, things to do, foods to eat, etc. So, that was it. Thank you for all those who tuned in for my show over the past 2 months or so. I may be on next semester, who knows, but this is Biggie Mancomo signing off, saying you were listening to the Biggie Mancomo Show on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you, good night, and have a Merry Christmas.